Now listen to part of a lecture in a zoology class.
One example of a homeostatic system is temperature control, by which some animals can maintain a constant internal body temperature. The large ears of a rabbit are an amazing device in homeostasis. The rabbit can regulate the amount of blood flowing through blood vessels of its big ears. This adjusts heat loss to the rabbit's surroundings and maintains the stability of the rabbit's body temperature. The control center for body temperature is the brain, and nerve cells in the skin do much of the work. Here's what happens. When the rabbit's body temperature increases because of exercise or hot surroundings, the rabbit's brain notices the change and it sets out to bring the temperature back to normal. So the brain turns on the body's cooling system. In the rabbit's ears, the blood vessels expand and fill with warm blood. Heat is then able to escape from the surface of the skin on the ears, and this causes the rabbit's body temperature to drop, and the brain can then turn off the cooling system. On the other hand, when the rabbit's body temperature decreases because of cold surroundings, the brain turns on the body's warming system. Blood vessels in the ears constrict and get narrow and send blood from the skin to deeper parts of the rabbit's body, and this reduces heat loss from the ears.
The professor describes the large ears of a rabbit. Explain how the rabbit's ears are used in homeostasis.